Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 8th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with our good friend Meredith Gleckler, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking forward to talking with her. Looking forward to this conversation all week. In with us right now, our friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. Phil, of course, joins us weekly Wednesdays on our morning show with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. You hear Quality Plus Printing mention sponsoring Playmakers 3 days a week. We're big fans of our friends over at Quality Plus and love having you guys in, especially with where we're going to put our focus today. First off, Phil, how you doing today?
Yeah, doing really well. Sun's out. Life's good. Mm. Yeah, nice fall day.
Beautiful day out there.
Confused with the seasons over the last couple of weeks and what season we're in.
Yeah.
But it feels like fall today.
I think we got a reminder for people. I think we got a good way for people to remember what season it is, and that is Season of Giving. Talking about that, Phil.
There you go. Segwaying once again. The master of segways.
Let's tell everybody, especially those that might not know out there, what Season of Giving is, Phil.
Sure. Thanks for bringing that up, James. So just a few years ago, when I first bought Quality Plus Printing, it would have been 3 years in August now. Amazing time. But I turned to Tracy Biolo, who's our tremendous graphic designer, and said, you know, we do a lot of good work. We get a lot of business from local businesses and local organizations. How do we find a way to give back, you know? We're just a small business. There's about eight of us in there now, but there was only like three or four at the beginning. And how do we give back? And I was on the board for many years for the United Way, and I know the job Terry and her crew does over there. So I thought, well, it'd be great if we could give back to them. We're just a small company, so pledging wouldn't be a law, but what else could we do? So Tracy had this idea in her back pocket for several years, I think, and she said, Phil, I've been thinking of designing a coloring book. I said, oh, that's a great fit. You know, it's a great fit for the holidays and a great fit would be able to give back. And so her and I went back and forth with the ideas behind it and what we could do with it. And I thought, well, it could be an excellent fundraiser for the United Way. So we're blessed to have many good customers and many good businesses like this one in our community when I reached out, wanted to be involved. And so right off the bat, we did it the first year and probably had a dozen or so sponsors, but we were able to raise well over $4,000 for the United Way. Whew. With these coloring books. That's just amazing, right?
Yeah.
So not only local businesses donating, but businesses that we deal with, E.O. Johnson, who we have contracts with for our printing, right? Mm-hmm. They donated the clicks, as we call them, the cost for printing for this. We get most of our paper from a company called Midland. With local representatives, but it's who we order our paper from. And they donated a lot of the paper, along with my job at the mill for many years was mm-hmm. I lost, of course, when the mill went away. But there are still good people over there working in certain sections of the mill, mm-hmm. and they still process paper. Well, Billerud, it would have, as it is now, donated paper as well. And they still are doing that. So those behind-the-scenes people donated, but also a lot of local business people, retail, and service industries donated to it. So when we added up the whole bill, the whole amount that we got donated was over $4,000. And we made 1,000 books that first year, coloring books. Tracy designs them. They're beautiful. And we just got them out to the Boys and Girls Club, local different people, Therapies Plus, different people that work with children all the time. A lot of Domtar, again, is another one I should have said that donated paper for this, right? And they have all three years because they're doing it this year, too. They take books because they go out into schools over Christmas time and read with the kids. And so we got some of the Domtar to use to hand out. So that first year, about 1,000, but we ran out, to be honest. And people are asking for more. So last year, and then this year, we're going to print over 2,000. And last year, we upped our game too and handed them out at the Wisconsin Rapids Christmas parade.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To almost 900 kids.
I want to talk about this year's coloring book, Phil, but first I want to take some of that data that you just gave us, because one, amazing. Just amazing. There's a lot of things you said in that really stand out. Certainly the money donated to the United Way, which we all know goes right back into our community.
Right.
So that is an investment in our community right there and helping the United Way do that good work. It's also noteworthy, too, that I want to bring attention to this whenever I can, because for one, I think we're so close to it, we might not see it always. And two, I think we've almost, in some kind of fun way, we've almost normalized this. But I've lived a lot of places everybody. I've moved around a lot. Me and Phil have both been lived in a lot of places. I've never seen a community like this.
No.
I've never lived in a community like this. I've never been around an area that is so good at putting into causes and finding a great balance of doing that, spreading the wealth, if you will, being able to do these things. I want to talk about two real key parts of this conversation and the season of giving and these coloring books. First of all, there is the business side of this. There's the PR side of this, if you will. There are people out there right now getting paid a lot of money to do marketing, and I can save you a lot of money right now. Attach yourself to things like this. You just heard in this brief conversation we've already had, Phil mentioned a number of businesses. Nobody paid him to do that. Nobody paid me for any of this or anything. That's right. Free advertising. Right there, you're already getting more bang for your buck. You cannot put a price on attaching yourself to projects like this, the feel-good of it, what it means for your community. There is no price tag you can put on. I want to create this kind of PR. How much will it cost me? Right. Nobody could tell you. You can't buy that kind of stuff. The idea of doing those things, as well as seeing your name attached to these projects that the community sees nonstop. So they're not only seeing your business, but they're seeing you attached to something very important and puts back into our community. So all that needs to be said, I think. It is certainly a part to where we can reach people out their wallet, but I want to reach your heart. I want to reach your soul, because when you're a part of these things, it feels good.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think we lose sight of sometimes. It's worth doing sometimes that feels good, and it's really means something to be a part of something like this, Phil.
You just so intelligently explained my thought process, because we're on the same wavelength there. No, when I do advertising for Quality Plus Printing, I look for ways that it means more than just getting my name out there, but it's helping something or a cause or something like that. And so that's what this is all about too. And I deeply believe in my soul that what you give, you get back. And I don't go into this thinking that, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
But you go into this thinking, how do I help some other people out? And how do we get the word out, you know, about what we do at the same time? And as a marketing person, but that's the way to go, I think. I don't advertise just to advertise to say for all your printing needs or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do something that has a hook behind it, that has a meaning behind it that people are going to, you know, can take home and believe in. And that's what this is. When these companies give, and they're all people, for the most part, I know and trust and know, believe in this community. And so when I reach out to them, the key is to reach out to them, first of all, because so many of them want to help the community, like you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them and you have a way, an avenue to do it that they know is going to work, like this coloring book, that there's meat behind it, for lack of better words. And Tracy Biolo was behind it, one of the highest integrity people and hard worker and very creative people you want to meet in this community. That's going behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And so these companies, which are all tremendous companies that are backing this coloring book, know that. And you know, people know who Terry Johns is in this community. People know what the United Way does. If they don't, call Terry. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
They're a hardworking crew over there. And I'm very, very lit up with passion that this can help them.
Anything different? Certainly making more copies. That's fantastic and really exciting to hear.
Yeah.
Anything different about this year's coloring book that stands out to you?
Well, Tracy does a on the lighter side, Tracy does a new design every year. I mean, it has the same bright colors and everything, but this is...
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
You just have to take James and I word for it.
you got to get one yourself for your kids or something.
And so I don't forget, if you do want one of these, we're going to print them probably next week, because we're waiting for a few more sponsors to come in that I know are going to come in, so we can make sure they're on the back of this thing. We put all the sponsors' logos on the back and mention them like we were talking about, and I'll put them out in social media as well. But so we're going to print this early next week, so... If you do want a copy and you haven't got one, please come to us. You know what I mean? And we'll have extra at the shop, for lack of better words, so you can get one.
As long as we're on the subject, if I am a business and I would like to still be a part of it, can I be filmed?
Oh, sure, yeah. So my goal is to have this wrapped up by next Wednesday, right? So we got a few more days that we get all the sponsors in, so we can start printing it late next week. And we want to have it ready for the parade and then to give out over the holidays to people like the Boys and Girls Club, like we talked about, that use a bunch of them. Please get a hold of us over at Quality Plus Printing. Again, I'm Phil, Tracy McKenna, who answers the phones over there, and just give us a shout out and say, I want to be a part of this, and we'll call you right back if I'm not there.
We'll give you the information on how to do that before we wrap up the show. And certainly once these are published, they're out there, we'll be letting you know how you can get one. Yeah. We'll be promoting it nonstop on our morning show. We cannot wait for these to hit the community. They're going to be great.
No doubt. And we usually bring over a set of copies over here, obviously, as well. So if you live over on this side of town and you want to come get it, right, from James, and come talk to me, to James and Seth and the crew here and Pam, we'll have some copies here for you two guys too, because you guys have been a tremendous help with getting the word out about this, and I truly appreciate it.
This is such a great thing. It just feels good to even talk about, let alone to be a small part of, and everything. So we're very excited about these and looking forward to them. But as excited as we are, as much as we're looking forward to them, the kids, we didn't even come close to how excited they are for this. They're really going to love these.
And I ask if you're out there and you do get some of these, and I hope you do, if you get pictures of some of your children or people having fun with them, please share them with us, because we'll share it out on social media, share it with James here, and we can spread the word about how these are going. And like the Boys and Girls Club has a big Christmas party every year, and I mention them a lot, but we bring over like 200 of these things to them, and they give them out, and we'll get some crayons to go with them as well, and they have a big party and hand these out, and they said the kids get lit up.
I can't imagine.
So I'm really happy about that. That's a great example of a good use of these. But yeah, to get them out in the hands of children over Christmas time, and is what our goal is. So
we're speaking with Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing, and you know that voice, and you know Phil pretty well by now, because Phil also joins us every Wednesday in the morning on our morning show with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, one of the sponsorship things that Quality Plus does with us, and we love hanging out with you and talk with you on Wednesdays. Encourage everybody to come around for that. As I mentioned before, sponsor of Playmakers. I'd like to shout you guys out whenever we get a chance.
Thank you.
Being able to talk sports, that you and I both know how much we love and this community loves to be able to do. There's a very few live sports call-in shows anymore. We're partially able to do that, and thanks to you guys.
And I
also wanted to bring up Wham Incorporated, Phil, because one of the other things that I think that you have done very smart over there is kind of, you know, finding different ways to spin the business and find other avenues in the said business of printing. And Wham Incorporated, I think, has done that while at the same time finding a great way to highlight our individuals in our community.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we have we talked about before, a bunch of great customers in this community. And so when they come to us and say, do you do this? Do you do this? Can you do this? And for the most part, we can. But there's a few things that we, you know, like printing on apparel. And I had that question asked me enough times, and I said, okay, that's enough getting asked that question. because I don't sit still very well.
You know, you're asked the question a lot when you start a new business just because of the question.
Yeah. So we got that question so many times that I said, okay, well, let's get a look into this and how it's going to work and what's the possibilities of doing this. And luckily I had some friends that were doing it in their basement for fun, bungees. And I talked to them and said, we can make this bigger. Would you want to come over if I create some space, some workspace over at Quality Plus Printing? And they jumped in. And so we've been slowly but surely ramping it up. And we keep getting more orders, which is awesome, without really spreading the word too hard. I'm trying to make sure we can do this correctly and right before the business model.
Smart way to do it.
Because Quality Plus Printing is humming. So, you know, I needed more to do.
Yeah, right.
So here we go.
that little bit of room on your plate. Yeah, let's go ahead and fill that.
Here we
up.
Go. So, no, it's been awesome. And we're very happy to be able to print on apparel, all types of apparel, many different ways we can do it. We have some examples at the shop if you want to come in and see. But I'm very happy to do local companies, and that's what I thought. You know, we those great customers, I'm just telling them, hey, we know we print these things for you. We could also do this, and then we're getting orders because of it. So we're blessed. We have contacts at Lincoln and Assumption and some of the different schools in Coosa, and that have come to us and said, you know, could you do this project? So slowly but surely, it's growing, and it's doing really well. So I'm really proud of it. The Wham thing, of course, Wicked Awesome Media is my LLC that owns Quality Plus Printing. That's a main New England term.
Yes.
So that's where it comes from. Wicked Awesome means really good.
Yes.
In case you didn't know.
Just
to clarify that out. Yeah. So Wicked Awesome Media, Wham, and that superhero theme came out of that. And it's been fantastic. My whole family has gotten involved in it and made it grow. So happy to take it on, and we're even growing into more things. I can this little coaster guy here.
Yeah.
We can do those.
That's right.
We got a little laser guy that I'm still learning about that can print on coasters and wood and notebooks and put personalized pretty much anything. So another little chapter that we're messing with to see how that will go. But it's been fantastic. And again, thanks to all of our customers for making it that way.
I want to touch on that a little bit more in a second. But I do want to mention that one of the other things that WAM Incorporated has done is have this great feature where we're looking for hometown heroes.
Yeah, please keep them coming. We got it. Hopefully, it's a long process. I'm trying to do it at least monthly, and it's taken more than a month in some cases. So I apologize out there. But we have another one lined up here, hopefully, within the next week or two. Yeah, so we'll get the word out. But yeah, please, if you have someone, people out there that are doing more than the one of those wicked awesome words is called Lanyap. That was the first one I ever did, I think.
Yeah.
Because my former boss, David Sams at the mill, he was an Alabama boy. Lanyap means give more than expected. Okay, it's a French Cajun word.
That.
Give more than what people think. And so if people out there doing Lanyap in our community, bring it on, because we want to hear about it. And there are hundreds of them, obviously, that are going above and beyond what they need to do, what's expected of them to try to make this a better community that we live in, and in extension, a better, I don't know, county, better state, better world overall. Yeah. So if you have some of those people in your life, and we can get them a free T-shirt, get them some mentions. I mean, the T-shirt's a small thing, but it's a neat thing to be able to tell other people about some of the good stuff that's happening out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let Phil or I know. Us on our social media platforms. You can direct message us on Facebook or something. Just a couple of sentences of this individual and why you think they deserve to be highlighted, why they are a hometown hero. We love to hear that. We love to highlight our people out there. So
You said before, I think this is going to grow, and we just got to keep after it. And the more we do it, I'm sure the more people will be comfortable getting the word out about them.
We'll do a slow grow on this one. Because as Phil mentioned, he's got a lot. Maybe he didn't mention, I'm mentioning, you got a lot on your plate. Understandable with all the things that you do in the community. I didn't even get the chance to mention about your work in tennis in the area and everything.
Yeah, that just ended.
Yeah.
And
congrats on a great season to you and the kids.
Season. We had a great time. I mean, for the second year in a row, a doubles team of mine made it down to state, and so the first time in many decades. So, that was really anything. So local tennis is doing well. Local pickleball is doing well, as we see. But the tennis team did awesome, and I'm very proud of those young ladies. But it does take your time for a couple months, like doing a play, right, James? It is your focus for a couple months, and what's funny is that I thought, okay, it's done. I can do that. But then last night it was a Glenn Miller band.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Heard great things.
Over at the PAC, and we had our tennis banquet this week, and it's like, sooner or later, it's going to slow down.
But it's such a busy time of year, too.
And then here comes the holidays, right? And a lot of good things happen in our community.
And as we're wrapping up, Phil, speaking of being busy, I always like to find out or ask you about, future projects or fun, interesting things you guys are working on. Because, boy, out there, if you have an idea, bring it to Quality Plus. They love working with you guys and love being creative over there.
Yeah, we got a bunch of holiday projects coming up. We're getting people that, of course, have holiday events coming. So we do a lot of the posters, a lot of raffle tickets, things like that for a lot of different people. Assumption has a royal auction this weekend. We did their programs for them, things like that. Special, really quick turns. We specialize in that. Tracy's fast and hard worker, McKenna as well. And we are able to turn things within a day or two sometimes for people. So a lot of local programs, sports programs. The River King's ramping up. We print their programs to hand out to the games. So I'm always running over, same with the rafters, same day, running over to the rink or over to the ballpark. Whether these things, and that's what we can do that other printers might not be able to. If they try to get somebody from Wausau to do it or Point, whatever, but I can run down the street with them same day and get them done.
So. A shout out to our postal service. They do amazing work and everything. You can't beat that kind of speed, though. You can't beat that. And that kind of care, that kind of passion for what you do, too, to where you're doing that with things.
That's part of the benefit package, for lack of better words, that we offer. We can make things. Our friends at Urco just called me this morning before I came here. Can you bring this over for us to see? Well, there I was at Urco before we came here. We can do that. And they're a huge customer for us and a great local business that gives back all the time. Am I going to go to bat for them? Darn right I am every time I can, they've been great to us and great to the community. And for us, no job too big, too small. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We do onesies for people all the time, including the apparel, where people just bring, can you do this one shirt for me I need for my brother's birthday or whatever? Yeah, we can. Yeah. Can we do 500? Yeah, we can. You know, so it's just, we're learning. But in same with the print world, we're able to turn jobs within an hour, sometimes 2 hours if we have to. If we have a couple of big digital presses over there, and we'll make the time to make it happen. So bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
If you can think it, they're going to try to do it over there. Yeah. They're going to work with you on it. And as you heard Phil mentioning earlier about the laser work and some of these things, they're not only bringing in new ways and new techniques, but learning them themselves. And this is something that is such a fun part of the creative process. If you can think it, bring it over there to Quality Plus Printing. Phil, thank you so much for all the time today. We cannot wait for these coloring books and a season of giving to really get going here. And appreciate the time and the effort you and your team put into this community.
Well, thanks, James. And again, I'm so proud to be on this radio station with you. We listen as much as we can, that the work you do and the rest of the crew here, exemplary. And we're very lucky to have you guys in this community. So thank you.
True team effort. Really is, all of us. True team effort. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing. And be sure to share their posts on your social media accounts. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Phil, we'll talk, if not sooner, Wednesday for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.